In the Africana woman community, we have a little saying, which is know your roots, grow your purpose. And so I have a few questions for you. They're just four, don't worry.
Okay.
It's not that bad. Are you ready?
Yeah, I'm ready.
All right. So the first question is, what are you rooted to?
Oh, God. And my faith. It's a source of grounding for me that reminds me who I am. Reminds me to go big, reminds me that everything I have in my hand is enough. So I'm rooted in that faith as I continue to take steps, and it can be challenging, right? It can be challenging sometimes to be rooted in faith, rooted in God, because it's like, but I just want to get there wherever the there is. And it's like, it's just a way to come back to peace and come back to self. So that's what I'm rooted in.
But I have to actually just dig a little bit deeper. You said sure. To go big. And I think a lot of people, when they experience, and I think it's not, I think it's more to do with religion as opposed to actually what, you know, God wants for you or anything. But there's sort of this like teaching around making yourself, you know, humble, small. But you said it reminds you to go big.
Oh, yeah.
Where are you, you know, explain
that. Oh my
gosh.
So my faith, I'm Christian. And so for me, I mean, it's all throughout scripture. You've got Jabez praying, you know, expand, enlarge my territory. I mean, Jesus as an example himself is like gaining territory, is an outlier, is proposing a whole new way of doing something. It's innovation, right? So for me, and then you look at the promises of the ways that the Bible describes his children and his heirs. It's all big language, royal people, a royal priesthood, a chosen generation. Like a chosen generation doesn't hide, right? A chosen generation realizes that they have something that the world needs. And so it's not even in the sense of like, I need to brag about it. I just need to be about it. If I am about it and I am fully myself when I am about it, that is the going big. That is really for me, the ministry moment. Me being able to be rooted in who I am, do work in purpose and in God's like in the right timing. That's the going big. That's the testimony, you know,
I just got chills. I love it.
Yeah, we've got to get out of this idea. And so here's the thing. I think sometimes we conflate going big with materialism. And I'm not suggesting that going big needs to be immaterial, right? But it's also not measured by the things I gather along the way. You know, it's measured through impact. It's measured through quality of life. It's measured through how did that person feel when they left my presence? What did I leave them with? What are they now able to do as a result of having been with me that they couldn't do before? Right. And so I believe that if I keep doing that, if I stay consistent in that, and of course, in the very practical, right, having plans or having strategy or support or systems, right, all those things matter as well. But if I continue to do those things, I will succeed. And in fact, am a success already.
You guys, this is my sister. Ain't she dope? I love it. I was just like screaming out here by myself. But anyway.
I'm like, right?
Okay, question number two.
Yes.
Okay. What are your favorite ways to nourish your mind, your body, and your soul?
Okay. Mind, body, and soul. So I am an avid reader. I love reading. So nourishing my mind is learning new things, especially if there's something I'm trying to work through or get through, whether in business or personally, or something like creative I want to do. And I just want to tap into a work of fiction that's about something I just don't know much about, right? So reading for me is a big one. Another one is prayer and journaling. To me, the two go together. That's my practice. I often write out my prayers. For me, journaling is almost like a prophetic act. I am expressing how I feel, but I am also attaching scripture to that. So I acknowledge what's going on in my life. I acknowledge the blocks, but I don't stay there. It's okay. What does God say about this? What does he say about who I am? And how do I apply that to this very situation so I can see my way out, right? And see my actions out. So that for me is really big. And then the other one, like body, I am all about massages. I love massage. I love sauna. Listen, there's a lot of things like in hard times where my budget, I had to like, you know, kind of move things out. Massages are one that stays. I need it. That and going to the gym or some kind of workout. It didn't have to be gym, but I just like moving my body. So in one season, it might be swimming. Another might be running or lifting weights, but moving my body, I can't say enough, even when like getting in a funk, you know how sometimes, especially in transition moments or moments of uncertainty, the workday can feel a little heavy or, you know, I can feel a little bit sluggish. If I work out or I'm active, especially if I'm outside, or get outside of my space, it really does boost me, even if just enough to say I can take today. And I can make today. So for me, the physical movement is really important.
Cool. Do you have a weakness that has now become a superpower?
Oh, I love that question. I would say my introspective, like, disposition. So I used to see that as a weakness. Oh, I'm not loud enough as an entrepreneur. I'm not visible enough. I'm not on the gram enough. I'm not taking enough, you know, pictures. I'm not doing, and those things have their place and they work just fine, right? There's a method to them. But what I learned is I can have a method and strategy and that can sit, but if I first don't connect with this introspection is actually a gift. It's allowing me to see what does my audience need? What are the people who trust me to support them through my work? What do they need right now? That introspection helps me with that. When I see even around productivity, how I saw the trends really going and I'm like, wait a minute, we need to shift this way. Everybody's talking about during COVID. During 2020, everybody was, oh, if you don't come out of this year having created the next big product or done this, you know, written your book or done your play or whatever thing it was you had to create and produce. And I'm like, people are tired. People are working through a whole global pandemic. They're homeschooling their kids that didn't before, all these things. So my introspection has helped me to see that I am actually right on time. Thought leaders don't follow trends, they create them, or they illuminate where the trend may be not quite explained well, or we've misunderstood something, or there's more societal impact we can get. And so as I shift from doing and into more thought leadership, I'm realizing my introspection and gift of observation and discernment is key.
That's powerful. Okay. And then he also wants to be in the show. Hi, Ray. Ah, that's so funny. Okay, we're almost done. He's like, you're taking too long. Okay, the last question. What do you know as uncertainty?
All things work together for the good of them who love the Lord, who are called according to his purpose. There is no life change, no moment of uncertainty, no transition that can overtake me, I will always win. That doesn't mean that every moment will feel good. That doesn't mean that every outcome will look like what I want it to look like or in the timing I want. But what I know is God is with her. She will not fail.